wins.
Oh.
And yens.
Oh.
Why don't yens go with us?
Why don't yens, instead of why don't
you?
Instead of why don't you, or why don't
well,
you?
Well, he was speaking in plural.
In
like
plural.
You and I.
Mm-hmm.
I might say, why don't you guys, or you fellas, if I was from up north, I'd say you skies.
You skies.
And I'd say, why don't you folks go along with us?
Uh-huh.
And they would say, why don't yens go with us?
Uh-huh.
And if they're speaking of more than two, say, what yens doing?
See? Oh.
And they'd even say, wiens.
Uh-huh. Oh, wiens.
Yeah, wiens.
And you could always tell that that would be somebody from some other.
Seldom did Arkansas years
uh-huh.
use it.
Uh-huh.
It was Mississippians, and like I said, more. I feel like Mississippi was farther advanced at that stage than Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly, this country was settled by sort of like our nation. It was settled by foreigners, as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They were Tennesseans and Mississippians and Alabamans and Georgians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you're from Texas, Missouri, around,
mm-hmm.
but you could tell the difference,
mm-hmm.
distinct difference.
Hmm. That's really interesting.
We had one old guy that, we had a lot of people here from Sharp County.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had what we called a character. Every town has them,
uh-huh.
you know. And he wouldn't want to offend anyone, so he'd always put himself when he's making light of them.
Uh-huh.
And they used to call the Church of Christ people Camelites, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, they resent it bitterly. And we had a lot of bitter weeds in this country. So this old guy that I'm referring to, he'd stand out on the street one day and he said, well, he said, it looks like at the Sharp Countings, Camelites, bitterweeds are going to take this place yet.
Oh.
That's about the time they built the Church of Christ and stirring up a big, trying to get members, you know. And the bitterweeds all over a pasture out there, and he had the Mississippians in there too, but he had to put the Sharp Countings because that's where he was
from. Because that was where he was. Uh-huh.
Keep someone from whipping him.
From whipping. That's funny.
During the early part of this, I may have referred to it in my writings here, that they done a lot of moonshining down in Alabama.
Oh.
And when Prohibition came along and the revenue men got after them,
mm-hmm.
Rather than go to the penitentiary, they'd just leave the state. And Arkansas is where they would,
come to Arkansas.
If anyone had a relative here or a friend, this is where they would go. You know, if they had a friend at Osceola, that's where they would go, see.
Oh.
But if someone had a friend or a relative here, this is where they'd go, and lots of times they would wire ahead, and when they'd get off of the train here, the officers would arrest them.
Oh, really?
And
they
even,
know that they were coming
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I've even seen them jump them and run them just like rabbits, dogs after rabbits. They'd get off of the train and at night, and the officers would be there, and these fellows get off the train and run, and in a strange town in a strange country, didn't know where they was, see. Run over everything.
Oh.
A lot of history went along back then.
Well, I didn't know, and so they would just come here, rather the moonshiners would
come here and start a new life.
Huh.
And some of them, turn into be good people.
Uh-huh.
Good people. All was wrong with them, really, was they making whiskey for a living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they resented the U.S. government meddling,
yeah,
just like people resented the Bill of Rights or the integration thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It changed their way of life.
Uh-huh. Anything that would change, I see
That's
what
right.
you mean, just changing their way
changed
of
their
life.
Their way of life, and uh-huh. rather than to face a term in the penitentiary, they just get out
uh-huh.
and come here, and we've got people living all over this town now, country from Alabama and Mississippi.
Huh.
That their forefathers weren't the best in the world. In fact, we've got a man on the school board right here that his daddy was